I woke up this morning with a hymn.
Amen.
Only at first I didn't know it was a hymn. I woke up and my first thought was the day of dread. And I thought, that's right, I have to speak this morning. That is surely the day of dread. Then a few moments later, I realized the Lord was reminding me of a hymn. Number 156. Then dawned at last that day of dread, when desolate yet undismayed, right? Everyone left the Lord, but he was undismayed. He drank the cup of wrath, right?
Amen.
With wearied frame and thorn-crowned head, he, God-forsaken, man betrayed, was then made sin on Calvary, and dying there in grief and shame, he saved me.
Amen.
Blessed be his name.
Amen.
So I was worried.
Amen.
I was nervous. But the Lord said, I love you.
Amen.
He woke me up with an I love you.
Amen.
So I want to strengthen Emmanuel's word. How can the Lord speak to me with a hymn if that hymn never got into my heart?
Yeah, that's right.
How can the Lord speak to you with a verse if you never put that verse in your heart? We need to take the time to hide the word in our heart.
Amen.
So that we can give the Lord a way to speak to us.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, that was an aside. So just want to go back to last night briefly. Last night, I think many of us, hopefully all of us, saw something. Did you see something last night?
Amen.
Can someone be bold and stand up and tell us maybe one sentence or two sentences, something that you saw? That's good. Anything else?
God has a plan. He has an economy to head up all things in Christ.
Amen.
We need to be those that stand with the Lord and go against the tide of collapse.
Amen.
I saw that the Lord had an arrangement, and his arrangement is for his dispensing.
Amen.
He's bringing us up from the heap of collapse.
Amen. That's awesome. So, we saw something last night. How did that happen? That happened because we had a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
We took the way that our brother David shared with us yesterday morning. Our heart was turned to the Lord, so the veil was removed. Right? We've given the Lord this week. Are you here for anything other than the Lord?
Amen.
We're here for Him.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Amen.
There's nothing else here for me to do. I'm here for Him.
Amen.
So my heart is pure. Your heart was pure. Your eye was single, right? Then what did we do? We exercised our spirit to open to the Lord.
Amen.
We came together, we started to sing. Then we prayed.
Amen.
And then our brother came up and he spoke. And when the Lord speaks, the entrance of his word gives light.
Amen.
And imparts understanding to
Amen.
The simple.
Amen.
That's some Psalm 119, 130. So we saw something.
Amen.
That happened in our spirit.
Amen.
Everything that the Lord is doing is in spirit.
Amen.
God is dispensing. That's his economy. He wants to dispense. He wants to give you himself.
Amen.
Where does it happen? The mark, the aim, the bullseye of God's economy is our spirit.
Amen.
The Lord wants the church to take the lead, to be headed up, so that the universe can be brought out of the heap of collapse and be headed up in Christ. Where's the head? He's in my spirit.
Amen.
Where's God's throne? God's throne of grace is in the Holy of Holies, which is my human spirit.
Amen.
If we want to cooperate with God for his intention that our brother opened up last night, we need our spirit.
Amen.
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 So, yesterday we saw that we need a spirit of wisdom and revelation. That's in Ephesians chapter 1. Actually, every chapter in Ephesians has something to say about the human spirit.
Yes.
So this week, we're going to be going through, step by step, to see these things. Amen. We need to see more concerning our spirit. So, if you can come to the outline for today. We want to see something. Okay, before I go there, a little bit more. Lord. The place where something happens is important. What God is doing is in spirit. And if we miss that, we miss the whole thing. I came into the meeting this morning, and I sat down over there. And three young men came in and sat down behind me. And they said, "Is this the transfer orientation?" You might say they were in the right place. But they were in the wrong place. I told them, "This is a wonderful place, but this is not the transfer orientation. You have to be in the right place."
Amen.
In John 3, which we'll talk about in a little while, Nicodemus came to Jesus. He said, "Good teacher, rabbi, what teaching do you have?" Where was Nicodemus? He was in the mind. It's not the right place.
Yes.
In John 4, the Lord was speaking with a Samaritan woman at a well in Samaria. And she said, "Well, you guys, the Jews, you say we should worship in this mountain here." We say, we Samaritans, we say we should worship in this mountain here. But you Jews, you say we should be in Jerusalem. So where was she? She was in the physical realm. This mountain, right? We say it's this mountain. You say it's that mountain. What did Jesus tell her? It's not this mountain or that mountain. It's your spirit.
Amen.
God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness.
Amen.
Okay. So this morning, we're continuing on the human spirit revealed in Ephesians, and we're being built into a dwelling place of God in spirit.
Amen.
Okay. Roman numeral 1 says, the function of man's spirit, created by God as his inward organ, is for him to contact God, receive God, contain God, and assimilate God into his entire being as his life and his everything. So, what I want to focus on is this word, organ. An organ is a specialized part of your body that has a specific function, right? So my eye is an organ for seeing. My ear is an organ for hearing. But when I was getting into this, I went to see in the ministry how Witness Lee shares about our spirit as an organ. And he shares about it in a very broad sense. So let me illustrate like this. God created you with a body as your outward organ. Not just your eye, not just your ear. Your body is your outward organ to contact the physical realm. It's not just one sense, not just seeing. It's all your senses. Your sight, your hearing, your taste, your smelling, your sense of touch. You're standing, you're walking, you're speaking, you're eating, you're drinking. You're honking. Your body is your organ for all of these things. So our body is our outward organ with physical consciousness to contact the physical realm. God is spirit. He wants to build up a spiritual house, and that happens in our human spirit. So he created us with an inward organ.
Amen.
Our spirit as an inward organ.
Amen.
It's not an organ with a narrow function. It's an organ with a broad function.
Amen.
That encompasses everything in our Christian life and everything that God wants to do.
Amen.
So in the outline here, our spirit is for us to worship God, to contact God.
Amen.
Right? Yesterday we heard to worship is to kiss.
Amen.
Proskineo, pros, toward, kineo, to kiss.
Amen.
This is to worship God. It's to go toward Him, to kiss Him.
Amen.
I hope we all kissed Him in our personal time with Him today.
Amen.
That's to contact God. That's in our spirit. Our spirit is our organ to receive God. He says in Ezekiel 36, this is before your bones get brought together. Before that, He says, I will give you a new spirit and a new heart.
Amen.
Our spirit was deadened in the fall. We were dead in our offenses. But the divine life came into our spirit to enliven it and make it new.
Amen.
And then, actually, the next verse, verse 27, the Lord says, I will put my spirit within you.
Amen.
Then these two spirits are joined together to be one mingled spirit.
Amen.
It's not just my human spirit anymore, and it's not just the divine spirit. You can't separate them anymore. One spirit.
Amen.
So our spirit is the place where we're joined to God.
Amen.
we start here, right? The Lord told Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is your spirit. Yeah. We start here, then we need to keep going. Yeah. We need to learn to walk in spirit.
Amen.
So our spiritual birth is in John 3:6. Our walking is in Romans 8:4. That's in E. The word for walk there is peripateo. This is our general daily walk. You know, you can just walk around. You have your general daily walk. Or you can walk with a purpose. You know, when we say, the meeting is dismissed, it's lunchtime, then we all walk with purpose, right? And there's another Greek word for that, stoicheo. But the word here is a general daily walk. Our act in ordinary daily life, a common habitual daily walk. Where should that be? That should be in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
So the Lord wants to bring us to the point where we are just walking in spirit.
Amen.
Why? Because everything he's doing is spiritual. His goal is spiritual.
Amen.
If we don't become people that walk in spirit, then we miss the whole thing. Yeah. Even if we say, Lord, I want you to get your goal. If I neglect my spirit, it doesn't matter how much I say that. So we may begin, or we all begin, in a very awkward way. Okay, I'm going to talk about Roman numeral 2 a little bit here. Our regenerated human spirit is where the church as the dwelling place of God is, and where the church is built up.
Amen.
The church, the dwelling place of God, is a spiritual house. Therefore, to be the church requires us to be in our spirit.
Amen.
And the reference there is 1 Peter 2:5.
Yeah.
You yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. Okay. I want to backtrack a little bit to 1 Peter 2:2. In 2:2, you're, do you know that verse? You're born as a baby.
Yeah.
As a newborn babe, long for the guileless milk of the word.
Amen.
In order that by it you may grow unto salvation.
Amen. Right?
If you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Right? So I just want to encourage you, and this is the last thing I'll share. In learning to exercise your spirit,
yeah,
you don't start as a full-grown man.
Yeah, that's right. What,
how do you start? You start as a baby.
Yeah, that's right.
When my children were born, all they needed was milk. But they couldn't even drink the milk themselves. So the beginning of our exercise of the Spirit, we need help. We need somebody to say, oh, Will, you're a newborn babe. Drink. We need someone to give us milk. Then we begin to grow. You know, a baby with their body as their outward organ, they don't know what to do with it. It's awkward. They've got all these twitches and reflexes. One time my daughter woke herself up by pulling her own hair. Because little kids, they have this a grip reflex and they have a jerk reflex. she fell asleep. She had this. She had a mohawk. She got a grip, and then she got a jerk. She woke up screaming. I thought, what's going on? I go into the room. She's pulling her own hair. This is us as we're learning to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
After a while, you grow, right? You start to crawl, then you start to cruise, right? You're almost walking, right? But you gotta still hang on to something, right? Then you take the first steps, you know? And it's good the babies have diapers because they need some padding because they fall all the time, right? This is us as we're learning to exercise our spirit. So, brothers and sisters, when you're practicing to spend time with the Lord, don't be disheartened if it's awkward, if you need help, if you fall down. Just practice.
Amen.
Right? As you drink the milk, you will grow.
Amen.
As you grow, you will be transformed.
Amen.
To be a living stone.
Amen.
When you're a living stone, you're buildable.
Amen.
God can build you together with others to be a spiritual house.
Amen.
The spiritual house that He desires.
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:22. Oh, no, it's not the bold one, but still in this outline. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2:22. You also are being built up
into a dwelling place of God in spirit.
One more time.
In whom you also are being built up
to a dwelling place of God in spirit. So appreciated our brother that gave us an opening this morning of where God's dwelling place is taking place. You know, I also have two children, and my children would scratch their eyes, you know, as a babe. So we had to tie their arms at night because, well, actually you swaddle them, that's the proper term. You swaddle them so they sleep better, right? Like you wrap in a blanket and they sleep very soundly. Well, we're all learning here to use our spirit.
Amen. Yeah.
And as we fellowshiped, we just realized everything that the Lord did, everything that is in the church life that we experience is happening in our spirit.
Amen.
So we don't want to miss the most crucial thing. We may, as many of us, I grew up in the church, and I took many outward things, you know. We come in outwardly, that's just the way we are. But at some point, we have to make a transfer.
Yeah.
Transfer from taking the church outwardly to taking the church inwardly.
Amen.
If we don't make this transfer, eventually we will not be in the church life.
Yeah.
Because Christ is the life of the body.
Amen.
And the Spirit is the reality of Christ. This is point B. The reality of the church is in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
For the reality of the church is the Spirit, and this Spirit is in our spirit.
Amen.
Don't we want to know what is the reality? You know, we don't want to just stay here year after year, doing the same thing. I meet my friends. You know, I have my social companions. I have my clique of people. I come here because they're not worldly. Well, actually, you are worldly. Because you're in yourself. You're not in your spirit. So, the burden of this here, I think, is we want to be this dwelling place. And for that, the Lord needs to build Himself into us. In Psalms 84... it says, within you, there's the highways to Zion.
Amen.
Right? Zion, we know, is the overcomers in Jerusalem, right? Well, within us, in our heart, that is the highway to Zion.
Amen.
So if we can make this transfer, you know, not just outwardly, but take this away inwardly.
Amen.
Then we can be preserved in the church. Amen. We can fulfill God's purpose.
Amen.
We can fulfill His heart's desire.
Amen.
You know, God's good pleasure.
Amen.
But as you know, and I'm realizing more and more, there's many obstacles in my being that hinder Him making His home in our heart. I used to do more renovation, not as much now, but whenever you want to build something, my wife loves watching these TV shows about house renovations, and you know the first thing they do when they do a house renovation? They tear everything down. Right? Everything, this wall's got to go, this post's got to go, you know, this window is not right. So the Lord wants to make His home in our heart in that prayer. You know, we'll get to that prayer in Ephesians. But we pray this, but we say, don't touch this room. You know, we said, Lord, make home in my heart, but don't touch that. So for the Lord to have His dwelling place, He needs to do renovation. He has to renovate our inner being. Otherwise, He can't make His home. So, well, how does the Lord renovate? Let's look at, we'll just go right to D. Can we read D together?
Our spirit is a place,
church takes place. Let's read one. Brothers, read one.
The building up of the church as the fullness of God is the issue of our experience of Christ in our spirit.
I like the issue of our experience of Christ in our spirit.
Amen.
This is the building up of the church. You know, the highest prayer, and we'll get to this tomorrow as well, but I just want to touch one verse in Ephesians 3:16 or 3:17, that Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Not my home. His home.
Amen.
His home in your hearts. So, this is where everything takes place. You know, we have to be one spirit with the Lord. Then He can make home in our heart. Continue about this matter of renovation and what kind of rooms we have. Our being is actually just filled with all sorts of rooms. I don't know if you have a 3-bedroom house. I think we have more like a 50-bedroom house, you know. We have so many rooms in our heart that we just don't give the Lord. One experience I had, I was younger, and I was very young, but anyways, I had a feeling for this, you know, female, and this happened right after I was born again, actually, and it was a wonderful experience, because right as I was going through this, you know, feeling and being born again, the Lord wanted to make home in my heart. But at the same time, I was like, don't touch this. Don't, you know? So what kind of rooms do we have? Maybe it's a relationship you have. The Lord wants to make home, but you say, don't touch that. You know, off limits. Right? Off limits. Do not enter. That's what happens. So many parts of our being are closed. And we wonder, why are we growing? Well, it's because no renovation is going on. The Lord is not able to make home in our heart. So, point two says, building is a matter of oneness. As long as we stay outside of the Spirit, we are divided, divisive, and individualistic. But if we stay in the life-giving Spirit, in our spirit, we keep the oneness of the Spirit.
Amen.
For the building up of the church as the body.
Amen.
So here are some red flags. In construction, you have red flags, you know, if you're not in the Spirit. This many times happens in the gospel. You want to share the gospel. You have your companions like we shared yesterday. You want to go speak, but then you have your opinion and he has their opinion. So right away you're divided. I can do it way better than he can do it. So we're individualistic.
Mm-hmm.
I had an experience. I was with a brother. We were serving together. We met this student from Norway, Norwegian. He's a philosophical major. So you imagine how much his mind power is operating. So we're trying to get him out of his mind into his spirit. And as we're preaching the gospel to him, actually we've been meeting with him for 3-4 months already. And it came to a point of, you know, how do we enjoy God? And how do we, you know, what is our spirit? And, you know, we're just, I was ready to, you know, get him to call on the Lord. But my companion wasn't there. So we're about to pray, and then he changed the topic. You know, we missed the opportunity to get God into him because we were not one. So actually, I don't blame him. I blame both of us because we had not been built up. You know, we weren't one spirit. Now we missed the opportunity to get God into this person. You know, Lord Jesus. So these are like red flags. We have a feeling, you know, divided. We have a feeling I'm better. You know, I can preach the gospel much better than he can. So I'll just speak the whole time. Lord Jesus. So may we take the way of building.
Amen.
And this happens in our spirit.
Amen.
When we're in our spirit, we have the oneness.
Amen.
So you don't have to ask for the oneness. You just have to claim the oneness.
Amen.
You have a spirit.
Amen.
Right? He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Amen. So just a couple more minutes here. Can we read point three?
Yeah.
Since the building up of the church is in spirit,
our relationship to the church should be in spirit. We should not have
any
relationships
in the church. Amen. Let's read A and B as well.
There
no direct relationships in the church. All relationships
are through the head.
Christ. Amen. Issue in division.
Relationships
that are in spirit.
Bring in oneness.
Amen. Bring in oneness and building.
Amen.
So we're here for the building.
Amen.
So we need the oneness in spirit.
Amen.
You know, in Acts 15:36, there was an account of, you know, preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you probably may be familiar with it, but I can refresh you. So Paul and Barnabas, they were, you know, preaching the gospel in every city and announcing the Lord. And then in verse 37, it says, Barnabas intending to take John, who was called Mark, along with them also, but Paul did not consider it suitable to take with them this one who withdrew with them from them in Pamphylia and did not go with them to the work. So something happened in a previous journey. Actually, Mark had left, right? So there was a sharp contention between Paul and Barnabas. So this was a matter of the gospel, right? They were going to spread the gospel, but there was a sharp contention, and God's move was stopped. Here, in verse 39, it says, and there was a sharp contention, so that they separated from each other, and Barnabas, taking Mark along, sailed away to Cyprus. Well, there was a natural relationship between Mark and Barnabas. So, because of this, we can assume, maybe because of this natural relationship, you know, I'll take him. He's my, you know, I'm related to him, so I'll take him with me. So this is what can happen in the church, is we like people naturally, so when we pick companions, it's because we like them. We both like basketball, we both like video games, we both like shopping. So now we pick our companions based on our natural preference. And eventually, this relationship will turn sour. And this relationship will not be for the building. So we must have companions that cause us to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
And the best companions are the ones that are the most different than you. You know, I spent 2 years in the training, and my companion was, you know, just the opposite. Everything in my being, you know, reacted to the way he was. You know, the way he dressed, the way he spoke. It just, in my being, it's just like, I couldn't be one with this person. And now we're supposed to shepherd young people together. You know, we're assigned together. This is an arrangement. But you know what? Every time we turn to our spirit,
Amen.
We could, you know when we're in our spirit. Because as soon as we experience such a sweet oneness, we were in our spirit. Because there's nothing natural that made us one. He liked this food, I like this food. He drives too fast, you know, anyways. I didn't like the way he drives. I'm always a driver, but he likes to drive. So it's so good to have a companion. And that's why this dwelling place of God is actually among us. You know, we're not becoming individual houses for the Lord. We're becoming a dwelling place of God in spirit.
Amen.
This is our corporate mingled spirit.
Amen.
So all of us are being built into the same dwelling place.
Amen.
We don't have a choice. This is God's arrangement. So let's just say amen to God's arrangement.
Amen.
Lastly, four, we need to discern the soul from the spirit in order to enter into the spirit and realize the building of God's house.
Amen.
Maybe for a time, let's just read the focus together.
We must be in our spirit,
our church, the reality, where the church is built up. Again, we must be in our spirit,
where
we are the church in reality,
and
where the church is built up. We still have 10 minutes. We can put the mics up here and just come forward. Stand against yourself and release your spirit.
Amen.